And here's Adley Simon busting it. He's in the midfield. 50, 45, 40. He could score. 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Adley Simon! That, my friends, is a 75-yard U of R Rams touchdown!
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Let's head to the phone line and talk to one of the Ram greats, legendary head coach Frank McChrystal. How are you today, Francis?
I'm good, Michael. I guess all the other sports guys are actually doing something, playing or coaching or something, eh? So you relied on going back in time.
Yeah, no, I wanted to pick your brain because it's always, well, I love talking to you. I always said you should have been a public speaker after your Ram days, but you've decided just to hang out with your lovely wife, Wendy, and that's okay. We all have our things we want to do, and the retirement's looking good on you. How you been dealing with this whole pandemic situation?
It's been okay. You know, we were away in the winter, had to come back early, but it's been okay. You know, I spend most of my time with my family, and you know, Wendy and I have a new grandson.
So, I saw that.
That's kind of been fun for the last. He's almost 2 months. He's almost 8 weeks old, so that's been fun. So something new and different in our life. So
that's good.
Yeah.
You'll be able to. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Weston John Wilkie.
That's a great collection of names there. Your daughter Haley having the baby. You'll be able to wind him up and teach him some grandfatherly things as he gets older. That's good.
The alphabet is counting.
Well, you're a teacher, so you should be able to handle that. Okay, Frank, so I got Mark McConkey, who speaks highly of you, and Bernie Schmidt. I got him to pick the University of Regina Rams Mount Rushmore. I'm going to get you to pick the junior. I could have got you to pick the university, too, because Gord Curry is the godfather, but you've definitely had a piece of both pies, university and junior. But I'm going to pick your brain for the junior Mount Rushmore for the Rams. So here are the parameters. You get to pick a quarterback from the junior days. You get to pick an offensive player. You get to pick a defensive player, and you get to pick a wild card. Could be another offensive player, another defensive player. You could make it a quarterback if you want, or it could be like a coach or a builder. So, Frank, let's start with the quarterbacks. And I know this is tough for you because you don't like to do this, but I'm happy you're doing this for me. Your quarterback, all-time Ram junior quarterback, who is it?
Yeah, we never really picked guys before, but this is kind of going to be an overlap, really. Daryl Leeson, what he did in junior was pretty phenomenal, and then again as when he went into university, so he's kind of an overlap guy. But we've had some great quarterbacks, there's no question about it, some smart ones, some athletic ones, competitors, but Daryl really stands out.
Yeah, no, and I can't. I don't think you can argue with that. Guy's still playing football, for gosh sakes. He's still playing.
Yeah,
him and Tom Brady. Do you ever get on the phone with him and tell him to quit?
No, and you know that wouldn't matter anyway. Like he'll play and continue to play, and he's pretty interesting character.
By the way, I want to point out that Gord Curry and Frank McChrystal, as I said to Mark McConkey, are not on this because they are on a different mountaintop. And I'm not saying that because you're here. You guys are on a different mountaintop, Gord Curry, Frank McChrystal, than everybody else. Okay, offensive player from the junior days. Who do you got?
Well, you know, we've had some great players, and it's a little difficult. You can even go back to the 60s, and there's guys like Rick Ackerman and Kenny Newman and Amel Feasal. You come up through the 70s and 80s, you get a Colin Erickson, for example, who's a great player. Neil Hughes was only a rookie. He only played 1 year of junior. But we had a guy in the 70s. His name was Ted Dolinsky. And the kid, the guy could just score. We called him TD, obvious initial Ted Dolinsky. But he place kicked for us. He caught the ball. He rushed the ball. He was a guy that just wanted to score and had a knack to score. And was really, really a great offensive player for us.
That's awesome. Great pick from the great Frank McChrystal, Ted Dolinsky. I that wouldn't have been a name I thought you'd pick, so that's why I got you here. This is an awesome segment. Okay, defensively, we've had a lot of great defensive players come through. Who do you got for your junior Regina Rams defensive player on our Mount Rushmore?
I know. You know, again, it's a tough one. Like when I came in as a player in the early 70s, I knew of guys before, like guys like Tony Huxley was a linebacker, guys like Larry Kratz as a linebacker, and then played with some good players and ended up coaching some guys. You know, I have a soft spot for linebackers, but I think a guy that really stood out and made a difference for the team whenever he was on the field is a guy named Billy Parker, who played defensive back. Mm-hmm. And the guy did everything, you know, on special teams and even in a pinch, he'd go in and run the option at quarterback. But he was just a big playmaker for us all the time. And I think really one of the very, very best players to ever play for the Rams, Bill Parker, from Campbell Collegiate, actually.
Nice. Frank McChrystal with Billy Parker is his defensive player on the Mount Rushmore for the Regina Rams junior team. Okay, wild card. Could be anybody you want here, Frank. Who do you got as your wild card?
Well, I'll tell you, a guy that I always thought was, never got the recognition that he should have got. He could pass block, he could catch the ball, he could run block, he could rush the ball, was a guy named Corey Olnick. And Corey Olnick, I think he played with us for 8 years because he played junior, and then when we moved to university, he played another, I think, 4 or 5 years there. And he was just a great player, positive player, and always an impact guy. But, you know, we had some other great guys then. You know, we had Darrell Leeson rushing the ball and throwing the ball. We had Jason Claremont catching the ball. We had some really good players, and he didn't get the recognition I think he deserved, but he was a great player. Ended up with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for a short stint after with his career with us, and now is a city policeman.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw him patrolling downtown on his bicycle his last ever shift, so we're going to have him on one time in a Where Are They Now segment. Okay, lastly, Frank, we got about a minute left. How concerned are you about university football going forward post-pandemic? And I'm not talking just health. I'm talking financial health.
Well, I think it's just a very difficult period. I mean, you know, everything from travel, especially in Can West, because you have to travel. You know, if you're in Ontario, you've got Waterloo, Laurier, Guelph, Hamilton, McMaster. They're all driving distance, you know. Some are right across the street from the other. I think it's very challenging and very difficult, and you have to have a university administration that's on side with you, and actually an administration that commits to excellence of the sport itself, like providing the training, providing the medical, those types of things. Scholarship's important. You can find guys that can coach. You can find competition. But to get yourself to a level that you're able to compete and compete well, you need medical to look after you. You need training to make sure that you're physically prepared to play.
Yeah, Frank, those are great points. And I really enjoyed my chat with you, man. We'll have to do it around a table and have a beer one time when we can do it, okay?
I really enjoy beer, Michael.
Okay, that hasn't changed. That's good. Thanks for this, Frank. Have a good evening.
Okay, take it easy, Matt.
That's the great Frank McChrystal, former Regina Ram head coach, both at the university and junior ranks. Him and Gord Curry on a different mountain, and then he came up with his junior Regina Rams, which I love. Well, as we wrap up this podcast, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan, Boys Next Door Window Cleaning, Mark Greshner Photography, Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina, SAS Selects Football out at the Yar Center there in Moose Jaw. We got Riviere Egg Seeds in Radville and Double Z Egg Sales.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.